Today I'm going to talk about creating student podcasts. Hello and welcome to In the Classroom, an educational podcast making teaching and learning more transparent. My name is Benjamin Stewart at BenjaminLStewart.org. Today is August 2nd, 2021, and today we're going to talk about how to go about creating a student podcast. Before we get into today's topic, if you want to reach out to me and share some of your insights, thoughts, if you have any opinions on creating student podcasts, feel free to reach out to me at my Twitter handle at BNLEEZ. If you want to also be a part of the Discord community, you can access the link to that community by going to my website at BenjaminLStewart.org. Today, I want to talk about creating a student podcast, and this is specifically for those students who are taking listening and speaking one in propedeutics. And so I want to give kind of an overview about how to go about creating a student podcast, which is something that we're going to be working on throughout the semester. In fact, I'm going to be asking all students to create a weekly podcast. And so let's get into some of the requirements. So the first requirement to consider when you're creating your podcast, we're going to begin with creating a podcast with a minimum of 3 to 5 minutes. That is, I'm going to ask that you create a podcast from start to finish from 3 to 5 minutes. And that will slightly increase as we get into the semester and we become more comfortable speaking in English. But the idea here is to create a podcast to give us an opportunity to use our English on topics that we're interested in. All right, so the second point, you can choose any topic for your podcast, your weekly podcast, but it should be something that you're going to be comfortable talking about throughout the semester. So spend a lot of time thinking about what you're interested in, something that you feel that you perhaps know something about or you have an interest in learning more about, because another requirement for this podcast is that you're getting information from other podcasts. Now, when we get into class, we'll talk about some different podcatchers, some technologies or tools that we can use to find other podcasts. If you're not familiar with listening to podcasts already, we will look at some options on your cell phone that will make it very easy for you to access these podcasts. So the idea here is to listen to podcasts on the topic that is of interest to you and then take some of that information and expand and talk about that information in your own podcast. All right, so the idea here is to, in your own podcast, is to find that information. And then when you're preparing for your own podcast, describe the information that you found in other podcasts, offer some kind of an interpretation, or you might even state how you feel about that particular piece of information that you're bringing into your podcast. And it's also very important to mention who said it, where you got the information. So if you got it from another podcast, you can maybe mention the podcast and perhaps the person's name. Okay, so maybe in some cases you'll include both of those, both the name of the person and the name of the podcast. Maybe just mentioning the podcast name is enough. Maybe it's enough just to mention the person. Probably, though, now that I think about it, you're probably going to want to need to include the name of the podcast for sure, okay, so that you can mention where you got that piece of information. Again, it may or may not be clear who the person is who said that. Maybe the person mentioned that what they're talking about they got from some other place, okay, so you can mention that. It's important basically to reference the information where you got that, so that it's clear that what you're saying, that piece, that particular point that you're making is not your own original idea, that it's coming from an outside source. And then, like I mentioned before, you can expand on that. You can talk about how you feel about it. You can talk about, you have a lot of different ways to interpret that. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? How does it relate to the key point that you're trying to make in your podcast? Maybe it's even referencing something that you talked about in a prior episode of your podcast. Remember that the idea is to each week create an episode on the same topic throughout the semester and you'll want to eventually start linking these ideas from one episode to the next. Now, it's important to think about the structure, the organization of how you're going to present and create your podcast. And I think one of the easiest ways to do that is to find examples of other podcasts. And these might be examples that are related to the topic that you're interested in talking about, or maybe it's related to an entirely different topic, but you're just looking at the way that that person structured that podcast, and maybe that will be useful. Maybe that's something that you can include. But I would ask that you include the following, regardless of the order in which you present this information. I'm going to ask everyone to include the following. Number one, try to include some kind of introduction. Now, in that introduction, it might be something that hooks the audience from the very beginning. You probably want to include the name of the podcast. You'll want to include your name, a tagline, and we'll talk about that more once we get into class and we're talking about creating our first podcast. We'll need to have some kind of a tagline, some kind of a slogan that is appropriate, that articulates really the key idea or message of our podcast. I think I mentioned your name. Include your name. Include the date that you are recording the podcast. And I would include the key points of the episode. What's really the key idea? What is it that you're going to be talking about in your episode, in your 3 to 5 minute episode? Now, again, it doesn't necessarily need to follow that order. You can choose the order and, again, find examples. Find podcasts that you like in terms of how they structure the intro and also the outro. Now, the outro is going to be something that you do at the very end when you conclude your podcast, and you'll probably want to include the following. You want to thank the audience, thank them for listening, and maybe some kind of a closing statement. A final statement to kind of close the idea, to summarize perhaps. You could summarize what you mentioned. And you could, if you know what you're going to talk about in the future, and this is optional, you could talk briefly, mention what you plan to talk about in the next episode. Okay. I think that would be optional. If it's something that you're planning ahead and you know what you're going to talk about then in the next week, then I think that's always a good idea to include that. But if you don't have that information yet, that's fine. You could summarize or have a closing statement at least, but some way to kind of to conclude the episode so it doesn't just trail off. It doesn't just immediately stop. Again, find examples. The easiest way to do that is find one of your favorite podcasts and use that as a model. And you basically do the same thing in terms of how you structure that information. The last thing to bring up when you're creating your student podcast, I'm going to ask that you create your podcast each week anywhere from Thursday to Sunday towards the end of each of the week. And I'm going to give everyone a deadline for Sunday to complete the podcast. It's very important to include it by the deadline. I'm going to give everyone all day Sunday if you need it until basically midnight to complete this. But I would suggest that you try to complete the podcast well in advance. Okay, so sometimes problems happen with technology, and it's always best not to wait until the last minute to do so. So I'm going to give everyone basically from Thursday through Sunday to complete the weekly podcast. Now, the way that we're going to do this, I'm going to give everyone an option. And I know that creating a podcast, especially if you've never done it before, and especially we're talking about creating a podcast in the target language, in English. And so it's perfectly normal to feel a little bit nervous about starting creating a podcast, okay, recording your voice and actually listening how you sound. And that's something that I want you to start to become comfortable with. I feel that if you can, the sooner that you can become comfortable with your own voice, how you sound speaking in English, then that's where you'll be in a space where you'll be able to really start to improve drastically. Okay. One of the things that is holds us back when we're learning an additional language is just simply not feeling comfortable speaking in the additional language, feeling uncomfortable with the mistakes that we're making perhaps, and what we end up doing is not speaking in English. We revert back to our native tongue. So I'm going to encourage everyone to be patient and make an effort to speak, obviously in this exercise, creating a podcast, but in general, in class, try to speak as much as you can in the target language and try to overcome this feeling of that this, I guess, strangeness, really feeling and listening to the way you speak and maybe feeling apprehensive about speaking in the target language. And just feel free to take risks, take chances, and realize that you're going to be making mistakes. And that's really what I want you to think about when you're creating this podcast. Now, I'm going to ask everyone to upload your recording. Now, this recording you can do as many times as you need to. You can really just start over. If you start and you just are going nowhere with it, you're making a lot of mistakes, you just want to start again, I would recommend that you start again. But don't worry about making the mistakes. I'm not looking at these student podcasts as to how many mistakes you're making. What I am looking for is a recording where you're not reading from a text. So it's very important, again, when you're producing, when you're recording your podcast, do not read anything. Be okay with pauses. You know, feel free to think, okay, I'm going to have to pause here. I'm going to have to start again. I'm going to have to maybe I have to try and use a different word. But you're going to make mistakes during the podcast, and that's expected. Okay, I'm not expecting a perfect podcast in terms of grammar or pronunciation. The idea is that you're able to be understood. That's really the key, is that I'm able to understand you, your audience is able to understand you. So when you create your first podcast, you're going to have some kind of a file, and it needs to be a standard audio formatted file. Okay, so MP3, for example, or a WAV file. WAV files tend to be a little bit larger. I think MP3, if you have an option to create an MP3, that's going to be the best option because of the size of the file. But any general accepted file format is fine for this assignment. And we'll be looking at that as I open up your first episode. I'll be able to tell you very quickly if I'm able to open it or not. But generally speaking, MP3s and WAV files are, one of the most common file types for audio. So you can upload your audio file to your OneDrive. So one of the things we'll be doing in class is I'll be creating basically a spreadsheet with all of your names, and I'm going to ask everyone to create a folder specifically for your podcast episodes. This is going to be a folder in your OneDrive. As all of you have a Office 365 account, you'll be able to go in and access your own OneDrive. And if you're on a PC, if you're on a desktop computer, you'll be able to also install an app that will allow you to open up OneDrive directly from your Explorer, Explorer file system. But the idea here is to create a folder specifically for podcasts for this class, and that will be where you upload all of your audio files each week. Now, this is going to be a shared folder. Again, we're going to talk about all of this in class, but I'm just giving you an overview at this point. But you're going to be sharing your folder so that I will be able to access your files, all of your podcast episodes within that shared folder. This is going to be a private folder, so no one else will be able to see this. So that is how we're going to be uploading. This is where we're going to be, how we're going to be managing the files for creating our weekly podcast. Now, the second thing I want to mention here is optional, and I highly encourage everyone to consider doing a public podcast. Now, you may be thinking again, well, I have a low level of English. I have no confidence in speaking. I really have nothing to say. Or maybe you just feel that you're not confident enough to feel that you offer a public podcast, but I really want to encourage everyone to reconsider. I want to encourage everyone to think about doing a public podcast, one that the whole world basically can see. And why do I say that? Well, number one, you're going to be spending considerable amount of time preparing, thinking about and preparing and actually conducting a podcast on a topic of your choice, something that you find interesting. And I can guarantee if you find it interesting, someone else is going to find it interesting. You may think, well, maybe others will be criticizing or be being critical of my English. And this is something that I want you to try. And I know the feeling. I know that it's not easy to put yourself out there. But just know that if you are choosing a topic that you're interested in, that you're passionate about, there's going to be someone else that share those same passions. That those people might be English language learners, they may not. And it just doesn't matter. There's going to be some others that are going to share the same interests. All right? That's just a guarantee. Whatever topic you choose, something that you're passionate about, something that you really enjoy, there are going to be others that have those same passions, whether it's within our classmates and within our own class, but more importantly, those outside of our own class, there are going to be others that have those same passions. So please consider doing a public podcast, and I've included some information here, and again, this is something we can talk about in class. The website Anchor FM, this is a website that that offers a way for anyone to create a podcast for free. In fact, this is the service I'm using right now. And so it's completely free, and it allows you to publish your podcast. So if you choose to create your own public podcast, then I'm going to ask that you also include a public URL to that podcast that will also be in addition to the URL that I'm going to ask everyone to share for your OneDrive. Now, I know this is a lot of information. I know that I'm speaking fast. The idea with this is to give you an overview. Because this is a recording, of course, you can pause it, you can replay it. So I guess what I want you to do is to become as familiar with my voice as possible from the beginning. So a lot of what we do in class, I'm going to be uploading audios in my own podcast and basically want to offer a way that I'm creating a podcast, give you a way, kind of one example of how I'm creating this podcast. And you can also listen back to prior episodes that I have created and see how I have changed in some cases, how the format that I typically follow. You will see variation as I'm also just trying to figure out how I want to present my own podcast. So don't think that your podcast has to be perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect in terms of the way that you speak English. It doesn't have to be perfect in the way that you produce your podcast. But it should be something that you're passionate about. And the point here again is that you're able to communicate some kind of message. Okay, so try to keep that in mind. The last thing I'll say, this is something that I didn't include in my notes, but something I'll probably add here later is some may want to use background music, and this is optional. You don't have to include background music. This offers kind of another layer of complexity to the process, but you may do that. One thing to keep in mind when you're thinking about including music in the background, and there's a couple of things. One is, what kind of music? What music can you use? What music are you able to use? Now, if you are creating a private podcast, one that you're just going to be uploading to OneDrive, and you have no plans whatsoever to include or to make your podcast public, then you can be a little bit more flexible in the type of music that you use. But I would suggest, even if you're going to make just keep it private, I would suggest that you find music that's under what's called the Creative Commons license, or these open licenses. And simply, this means that the music that you use, you're able to use without getting permission from the author, or from the musician, or from the creator of that music. So under a Creative Commons license, the only thing you'll need to do in most cases is include what's called attribution or credit. You need to tell the audience where you got that information. So we're going to be talking about this more in detail in class, but I just want to throw that out there that if you use music, please include include music that's under a Creative Commons license. Or another option is to create or find music that's under what's called under the public domain. Under a public domain, then you do not need to give or grant attribution. Okay, you can just use it. You're free to use it and change it and modify it however you wish. So we'll talk more about that, but I want to throw that out there. If you want to use music, again, it's not required. If you want to create your own podcast with no music whatsoever, that's perfectly fine. The last thing I'll say, I didn't include this either in my notes. I'll need to add this. Some students like to create videos instead of audio. And so I'm going to give everyone an option to do that as well if you want. Okay, basically a podcast, but as a video. It's still going to need to meet all the requirements that I've talked about here, but you're going to have obviously an added component. You're going to of the visual. You're going to have a visual component that you're going to need to contend with. So if you are going to be offering video, then be very careful with whatever it is that you show. In addition to the music, if you include music in the background, but if you have any images that you include in your video, then you're also going to need to be very careful with licensing. And again, be careful and make sure that any images, any pictures, images that you use, any other videos that you're following or you're using sources that fall under the Creative Commons license. We're going to be talking a lot about Creative Commons license so that we have no problems with publishing publicly anything that it is that we are publishing. So, all right, I think we'll stop there for today. And I hope this overview helps. Again, if you have some questions, we're going to be talking about this point by point. Everything that we're talking about here today, we're going to be discussing in our live sessions. And because this course is online, we'll be in Microsoft Teams and we're going to be meeting each day talking about the things that we're working on, and creating a podcast is going to be one of those. So I think we'll stop there. If you have any questions, those of you who are taking classes with me, those of you who are enrolled in Listening and Speaking One, all of our correspondents, any questions that you have and you want to contact me privately, that will be done through Microsoft Teams. Okay, through Microsoft Teams, you can send me a comment. And it's probably worth having that app installed on your mobile device so that you can have that and you can easily contact me if you need to. This has been In the Classroom, an educational podcast, making teaching and learning more transparent. Thanks for listening.